Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The Church of our Lord cannot allow fornicators, adulterers, drunkards, and such like to remain in its fellowship. Christ Himself commended the church at Ephesus because it would not bear those who were evil and had tried those who said they were apostles and were not and had found them to be liars. Revelation 2:2. The word bear in this context means to carry a burden. Ungodly members are a burden that the church cannot bear. That was Paul's reason for commanding the Corinthians to deliver an incestuous brother to Satan for the destruction of his flesh, that his spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. 1 Corinthians 5:4-5. Withdrawing fellowship is a radical step and fraught with many tears, but it may be the only way to lead an erring brother to repent and to seek forgiveness. While we must be deeply concerned about the welfare of every brother and sister in Christ, we must also seek to keep the church pure. Paul taught that Christ loved the church and gave himself up for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Ephesians 5:25-27. The church, as the bride of Christ, cannot be without spot or wrinkle if the church does not withdraw from members who are guilty of adultery, drunkenness, and teaching false doctrine. How can we influence the world for Christ if we do not disfellowship those who are ungodly? Paul told the Corinthians, "Your glorying is not good." He then asked them, "Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump?" 1 Corinthians 5:6. Most of us understand the principle Paul had in mind. I grew up on a strawberry farm at Portland, Tennessee. If we placed a rotten strawberry in a cup with good strawberries, very soon all the strawberries were rotten. The same principle applies to apples, potatoes, and similar products. So what lesson did Paul want the church to learn by his use of the word leaven? He knew if the church did not withdraw from the incestuous brother, before long the entire church would be contaminated. If a church fails to withdraw from fornicators, drunks would use that failure to argue that the church could not withdraw from them. After a while, the church would not be all that different from the world. Sadly, that is the case in too many communities. Yet our Lord taught specifically and emphatically, "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its saving power, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it gives light unto all who are in the house. Let your light so shine that men may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." Matthew 5:13-16. In order to correct the situation at Corinth, Paul commanded the church, "Purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, as you are unleavened. For even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us." 1 Corinthians 5:7. The word translated purge is the basis of our word catharsis. The verb means to cleanse out or to clean completely. The tense of the verb demands that the cleansing be done immediately. Otherwise, the entire church would be corrupted. The word Passover comes from the Greek Pascha and refers to the offering of Christ as the Paschal Lamb. John the Baptist said concerning our Lord, "Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world." John 1:29. Jesus Christ has offered himself as a sacrifice so that all sin must be removed from the church. Thank you, and may God bless you.